You know what that sound means. It means it's time for the next episode of Way of the Trekker with Trekker Noob 91 and Dorky Woman on Anchor FM. Best radio ever, 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 ever.
Hi, everyone. It is now Thursday, and we are continuing our week of Stephen King. And this is Dorky Woman with...
Trekker Noob 91.
Hello, everyone. And today we're going to bring you facts that people don't know about Stephen King. Just fun, wacky facts. And maybe at the end we'll throw in some scary but true facts.
Ooh.
Ooh. Got a spine-tingling sensation. Is that from Stephen King week, or is that just because I'm a little cold?
Probably you're a little cold.
It's both. So I'm going to start it off with that Stephen King's house is a tourist attraction. And of course, his home is in Bangor, Maine. It is one of the most photographed from the street celebrity homes in America. It's also where he wrote his book, It. In addition to looking like a classic haunted house, there's an iron fence with a spiderweb gate topped by two iron bats. Wow. Yeah.
Stephen King threw the manuscript for Carrie into the trash, but his wife Tabitha, seeing the potential of the book, insisted that he finish it. The reason why he actually threw it in the trash was because he couldn't write it from the woman's perspective, and like we said in the episode the other day, he actually asked his wife for help with that.
Did you know, not every book by Stephen King bears his name. He has published several novels under the pen name Richard Bachman, and he would publish more than the standard one book per year. He published 4 books as Bachman before the 5th, Thinner, aroused suspicion that Bachman was actually Stephen King. After being outed as the real author, King announced that Bachman had died of quote-unquote cancer of the pseudonym, I might have said it wrong, unquote. And then later, 2 more Bachman works were published and marketed as posthumous releases. So Stephen King does have that dark sense of humor.
Stephen King and his wife made their kids read aloud to each other and recorded it so that they could have a family collection of audiobooks.
That's cool. Stephen King prefers to write on paper with a fountain pen. Yes, people, no computer. And he tries to write at least 2,000 words a day, and he's known for writing drafts on paper using a Waterman fountain pen. I mean, I remember growing up, we didn't have the computer, so I remember writing everything with pen and paper. I still do.
That's what we do with our information, pen and paper.
Yeah, when we do all our research, we think of a title, we're brainstorming, just throwing ideas out. Pen and paper, y'all. We're old school.
Sitting here on the clipboard. In 1965... Well, this fact is sitting on the clipboard on a piece of paper.
The paper that you wrote with pen is sitting on the clipboard. I hope you're not sitting on the clipboard or your ass is reading this.
In 1965, while still in high school, King was published in Comics Review. He called it, "I Was a Teenage Grave Robber," which was inspired by the job he had at the time as a grave digger. He didn't get paid for it, and the Comics Review actually renamed it "In a Half World of Terror." So that was the answer to the question the other day of what did they rename it to?
King is an avid Boston Red Sox fan, and this influenced his story, The Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon. And I love this book. I've read this book more than 5 times. I need to finally just either buy it on my Kindle or own it. The Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon by Stephen King is about a young girl who gets lost in the wilderness by hiking with her family. And for solace, she tunes her headphones to broadcasts of Red Sox baseball games and follows the performance of her hero, relief pitcher Tom Gordon. I do have to look in. They said that there's a film adaptation in the works. I'm going to look into that. And if there is, I'm definitely going to watch it, review it. Oh, I could go on and on. I mean, the first time I picked up, you know, The Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon, I've talked to Trekker Noob about The Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon. and it's just so well written. I just ate it up page after page. It's just, it sticks with me. And I read that as a teenager, and I'm in my mid-30s. So you can just tell it's a work of art.
Here's an interesting fact for you.
Yes.
King has collaborated with many authors and artists, one of which was Michael Jackson.
Nice. What's another fact you have?
I have that King's wife, Tabitha, worked for Dunkin' Donuts to help ends meet before King became famous.
Sweet. I love Dunkin' Donuts. I do. I prefer Dunkin' Donuts over Starbucks. Sweet.
Okay, here's another one for you. He got the answer of whether or not Carrie would be published by Telegram because he was too poor to own a phone. He'd received $2,500 advance. Then the paperback rights were sold for $400,000. In its first year, Carrie sold 1 million copies.
Sweet. So I told you how he wrote under a pen name Richard Bachman. He also wrote under the pen name John Swithin. Wonder if I can find out any other pen names.
Those were the only two I could find up there. He wrote for Marvel Comics Heroes for Hope, starring the X-Men. It was done in charity to help prevent famine in Africa. Kind of like the Live Aid concert that they had in like 85. It was the same thing, basically, but comic book form.
So other popular works of his time after Carrie was Salem's Lot, The Shining, and The Stand. And believe it or not, Stephen King suffered from alcohol and drug abuse. And that is when he wrote a lot of these books under the influence. But he did get sober, and he has remained sober since the late 80s. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back at you with more facts.
Keep it tuned in. Welcome back. This is Trucker Noob 91 with
Dorky Woman.
And to continue off the last fact that she gave, did you know that he didn't remember writing the book Cujo because of all the cocaine he snorted? And he snorted so much cocaine that he had to plug his nose up with tissues while using the typewriter so he didn't get blood on his typewriter.
King writes as a pop culture journalist, and he does this for Entertainment Weekly. He started doing this in 2003. He is a big fan of AC/DC and the Ramones. His favorite novel to screen adaptations are Stand By Me, which I own and I watch all the time, The Shawshank Redemption, Trucker Noob 91, and The Mist.
He got a $250 fine for taking traffic cones to the local police station because he was driving drunk and hitting them, and they were damaging his car, and he considered them a nuisance, so he took them to the police station.
He is a political activist, and he speaks out against the restriction of violent video games to under 18, people who are under 18. Even though he's not a gamer himself, he believes politicians, you know, they scapegoat the media. That's less damaging than horror films. So, kudos to him. King has won over 50 awards for his novels. His first was the 1978 American Library Association Best Book for Young Adults with Salem's Lot. Woo-woo!
The driver who hit Stephen King committed suicide a few years later.
Yes, he did.
He was almost drafted into the Vietnam War, but was disqualified due to high blood pressure, flat feet, and a punctured eardrum.
So, you know, Stephen King is this, you know, horror guy, you know, gory, you know, gets in your head kind of thing. And one of his biggest fears is losing his mind to dementia and Alzheimer's. He He's spoken about how since he's a writer, he needs a sharp mind. His biggest fear is that not being able to create and share his work. Stephen King said a few years ago, that's the boogeyman in the closet now. Wow. I think as an intellectual person who loves to read and write, that is a big thing, is losing your mind. You do need to keep up with it.
Okay, let's see here. I just had one. Before success, he sold short stories to men's magazines such as Cavalier.
Stephen King sleeps with the lights on to keep the monsters away. Well, I fall asleep to the TV because I grew up with such a big family, I need noise. But, I mean, for what he writes...
Okay, adding on to what you said earlier about the whole Bachman thing, he... only published it because he thought his or published as Bachman because he thought his popularity was an accident.
Yes.
But then realized that it wasn't so whenever the books that underneath Bachman sold just as equally as well.
His full name is Stephen Edward King. Not just Stephen King.
He plays poker with Game of Thrones author J.R.R. Martin.
So in 2017, prior to the release of It, which would have been the remake, King offered effusive praise for the film and he said nothing to backtrack on that since. Sometimes he doesn't like how his books and short stories are parlayed.
He is a huge Boston Red Sox fan.
I know, I already said that because of the girl who loved Tom Gordon.
And I was getting ready to say that segue it to, which you've already heard that earlier, and I've got right here that he wrote a book with a gentleman named Stuart Onan, Faithful, two diehard Red Sox fans chronicle the historical 2004 season.
Much a lot of people name Pet Sematary as King's scariest, and that's part of the primal nature of the scares centered on loved ones coming back from the death. But wrong.
I find It the scariest.
I mean, there's a lot of movies by Stephen King that can scare me, so I'm okay, the longest book that Stephen King is The Stand. That's the longest book, and it sold 4.5 million copies.
You know, he actually credits the use of cocaine to the length of that book. He said if he wouldn't have been on cocaine, that book would probably have been maybe half of the length that it was.
Jeez.
You know the movie Maximum Overdrive? Mm-hmm. That was Stephen King's directorial debut.
Do you know that Stephen King and his wife Tabitha, they own a radio station? Zone Radio. A company that serves to head their three radio stations in Maine. Of course, in Maine. One of them is WKIT, a classic rock station that goes by the tagline, Stephen King's Rock Station.
Did you know that I am out of Stephen King facts?
Oh, he's got one more.
I forgot about.
I'll shut up, y'all.
Stephen King began as an English teacher working a bunch of jobs.
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah, the other day.
Yeah, in the bio.
Yeah.
And I named a couple.
It was just up here.
So you're just repeating what I've already put out there.
I've been repeating a couple things.
I know, kudos. Come on, man. I mean, Stephen King.
That's what happens when you have two different people working on the same thing. Well, technically in the same way, the same thing, the same subject. And then you don't actually look at the other person's notes.
But you were there when we filled the podcast.
I know.
Anyway, he's having a blonde moment. So Stephen King, as I relayed earlier, you know, on Monday's podcast, check it out. The van that hit him, he actually bought that van.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't know why. He said, yeah, we got the van. And He says he's going to take a sledgehammer and beat it. So we're going to come back with whatever we want in this last segment of our podcast. So come back, y'all. Woman with
Trucker Noob 91.
Getting tired of always introducing myself. Y'all should know me who I blah, blah, blah. Y'all should know who I am by now. Anywho, now we are going to talk about who?
Stephen King.
Stephen King. We did a lot of research this week.
Yeah,
a lot. Sometimes our information we had overlapped. Sometimes it was like I didn't know that. It does bring back fond memories of the books I've read, the movies, Dolores Claiborne, Misery. And it's like, Dolores Claiborne and Misery both star Kathy Bates.
Never seen either of those movies.
We'll have to. And I actually read a lot of Stephen King's literature, you know, and let me just tell you, there's a phrase, quote, however you want to put it, from Dolores Claiborne. My mom loves it too. And it's, sometimes being a bitch is all a woman has left to hold on to in this world. And I just want to know, who else has taken something from Stephen King, a quote, either from the book or the movie, and it's just stuck with you?
I have.
Okay.
Hiya, Georgie! Would you like a balloon?
Oh my gosh. Of course, it, for me, I've seen the original It. Mm-hmm. I have not read the book. I own the original It movie. And I have gone to the theaters twice to see the remake. Because to me, it's a remake. And
I like the original better.
I love the original. I have those childhood memories, those fond, that fond connection. That's me getting introduced to, you know, famous actors and actresses that some are deceased, some are still alive, you know, and it really did draw me in. And that's what I like about Stephen King. I'm drawn to that dark side, and it's okay to go to that dark side. It's okay. Like Dreamcatcher. I've watched Dreamcatcher. I have the book. At Pupil, a short story. I own the book, and I have the movie. And it stars Brad Renfro, who sadly has passed away. You know, and that's another thing, too, is not only are you introduced to this dark side of Stephen King, there is a twist of reality, of realness, but you also fall in love with the characters, you know? And then you go and watch these famous actors and actresses in other movies, and sometimes it's like, oh, no, no. They crafted that character so well. That's the only, you know, character that I see them as. So, yeah.
Talking about the first It movie, I think having him being a normal clown was scarier than the remake clown, in my opinion.
Well, also, you have to think about how society has changed. And I feel back then there was that pure innocence, you know, there was that pure horror. But in Stand By Me, the horror is very real. You know, he loses his older brother. There's the bully, played by Keith Sutherland, you know. That's all real stuff that anybody can encounter and deal with. And they're, you know, with a group of friends. And who doesn't remember a childhood group of friends that you grew up with? And they're going to go see a dead body. That to me is just like, oh my goodness. You know, like, that to me is real. And Stand By Me just stands in my head. There's River Phoenix, you know what I'm saying? And there's Jerry O'Connell. And it's just, and Corey Feldman. So it really does, like, stick in my head. And it's like, this whole week of doing Stephen King has just made me, like, go back and, like, rethink about a lot of memories and stuff. And some are sad because some of these I've watched with my dad, you know, and he's no longer around. But it really does, like, make me happy because, you know, If Stephen King wasn't such a great writer, I don't know if I would have fallen in love with his books as much as I did, especially the horror, because I didn't grow up reading horror at first, and now that's where my main, like to go, the dark, scary stuff, and why not?
Well, see, just think about it. If it wasn't for his wife rescuing Carrie from the trash can, there may have never been a Stephen King.
I've read Carrie. I've seen the movie, the original with Sissy Spacek. We've seen the remake with Chloe.
Grace Moretz.
Yes. And it's just like, they're just awesome. All the way around. And I could go on and on and on. But we are going to end this podcast because Friday we have for you a Then and Now segment. We're going to come, with information about famous actors and actresses, whether they're alive or dead. And we're going to tell you what they did that started with Stephen King and where they are now and fun other stuff. So stay tuned for our next podcast, everybody.
Talk to you guys on the flip side. And this is where I tell you the platforms we're on. You can find us on Anchor FM. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/truckernoob91. You can find us on Instagram. Just search truckernoob91. On Snapchat, it would be Choya91. I'm not sure on hers, but we'll get it out there to you when we can. And I believe that's all the platforms. Hope you all have a great day and good night. Be safe.